Israel speaks next, going to the mitzvah of learning Torah. There are different ways of learning Torah also. A person who learns Torah sits down to learn, and he does it in a manner where he's just being Yetzer. He has to fulfill an obligation, sits down very haphazardly. He reads instead of learning deeply. He covers the necessary time, and then closes the Gemara or Sefer he's learning, he's finished. He doesn't learn with a vigor, with effort put into it, where he actually enjoys the work he's doing. This is called hasmada. Hasmada means to learn with an anticipation, anxiety, feeling. Hasmada in learning is derived from a person who understands the value of learning Torah. Rabbi Elazar once spoke very strongly, reprimandingly, about the inyan of learning Torah with hasmada. He said to his Talmidim, why don't you learn Torah with koyach also? Put effort and energy into learning. What can you lose? Think. Think to your minds what kind of an investment this is. You're investing an hour's time into the study of Torah. This hour's time, learn with hasmada. What do you have? For this learning, instead of spending the hour and dozing off or sleeping or doing something else, you're going to gain a little hub. You're going to need Canadian for this. Every word of Teda you learned, you have Canadian for it. So think of the benefit, think of the reward, think of the profits you have from investment. You're investing an hour. At worst, the very worst, you'll have Canadian for it. That's the very worst. So at least you learn for the sake of profit. Go out and earn something. Earn for this hour a big chunk of Canadian. An hour's worth of Canadian. On the other hand, besides this, that's the least, besides this, if you relearn with hasmada and you struggle and learn deeply, you're going to find an enjoyment, a pleasure in learning, a bliss that is not found in this entire world. There's nothing physical that can compare to the pleasure of learning a page of Gemara deeply and understanding its depth. To understand, to feel the pain of a kasha, something difficult, maybe, or a question at first cannot be answered, then you struggle and struggle till you find the answer, and you enjoy the luxury of finding this kasha has dissipated. You now understand the answer for it. This pleasure is so great. What causes this pleasure? What's the origin of this pleasure? Zayin Kodesh says, this is called the ne'imus, the pleasantness of the Torah. But first you have menias. Menias means obstacles. You try to learn, there's an obstacle. You don't understand the translation, the interpretation, the logic in a statement in the Gemara. That's menias, obstacles, barriers. And you struggle very hard, and you find that this menias changes to ne'imus, to pleasantness. How? Because the Torah itself, is like a kala, a bride, who has not yet married. But as a kala, she cannot have contact with the chas yet. So what she does, she stays in a closed room, and she is already taken, she's betrothed, she cannot be seen by other men, so she stays in that room, waits, while others pass by, womb stays closed. When her husband passes by, she opens the door slightly for him to catch a glimpse of her, to enjoy seeing her for a moment, a fleeting moment. But this arouses in him a desire to see more of her. It gives him that pleasant sight, knowing what is in store for him ultimately. This is what the Torah does. Seek me out, the Torah says, and I'll open the door a drop. You'll understand, you'll see some of the beauty, the pleasantness of the Torah. If you continue to study the Torah, I'll open it completely, and you'll become the master of this bride. You become like a true chassid kala, finally in wedlock, where all these secrets then are revealed. The Torah reveals of its own secrets, the Seder HaTorah, to those who work and struggle to make the Torah part of himself. This is the greatest reward the person can derive from the study of Torah. So not only does one get the Gan Eden, the reward that is due ultimately for every word of Torah, but also the deep-seated pleasure, the bliss that comes with the study of Torah itself. The person enjoys every moment of going so deeply into Torah and seeing the endless depth of the wisdom of Torah. Baal says we see how important this is, how vital it is, because the Gemara says that Hashem himself There is, after all, there is time created by Hashem. What does Hashem do during that time? The Gemara says that Hashem spends the time in the study of Torah himself. 3 hours every morning are devoted purely to the study of Torah. Kaviyoch, what is meant by Hashem studying Torah? We have that further explained in the Zayde Kodesh. The Zayde Kodesh says that there are two heavenly yeshivas. We have yeshivas below, schools of learning, and in heaven there are also yeshivas. There is a yeshiva called Mesifta Didikia. Mesifta means a higher school of learning. Mesifta Didikia, the yeshiva of heaven. This yeshiva of heaven, you have the neshamas of tzaddikim and the heavenly angels study under the care. The dean of that yeshiva is the Moach Memtes. This Moach Memtes was the Reisha yeshiva of this Mesifta Didikia. There he elaborates upon the secrets of the Torah. There, the deepest questions are asked. At times, these questions are so difficult, there is no answer for them. What do they do when they have a question that cannot be answered, even by the Rosh Yeshiva himself, this great Moach Memtes, the master Rosh Yeshiva? Then they go to the higher yeshiva, which is called Mesifta Ilon, the heavenly yeshiva above, the yeshiva of Hashem. All questions that are asked below that cannot be resolved are brought to the heavenly yeshiva of Hashem. There they are answered. So we see then that what is done in heaven, the Torah is so great and so holy, the treasure of Hashem, even Hashem himself studies the Torah. So what can you do better than to occupy yourself with what Hashem does too? Hashem studies the Torah, his treasure. Why shouldn't you, too, study the Torah, spend time on it, and enjoy the pleasure of learning Torah besides the ultimate eternal reward in Gan Eden? This was the advice of Avodah Zarah. In addition, Avodah Zarah said there's a third item that a person gains. We know that there are certain mysteries found in Kabbalah. Kabbalah means heavenly secrets. Kabbalah means, for example, the geography of heaven, the different shapes and forms found in the heavens, the different levels of the heavens. Kabbalah means the tzidufim, the combinations of certain letters and certain words, certain geometric forms, certain numbers, numerals that form certain names, gematriyos. All these produce, ultimately, combinations that are very heavily and holy. The Baalei Kabbalah, the masters of Kabbalah, was said to be able to perform miracles with this Kabbalah. We had a story recently where King David dug the Shittim into the depth, the waters beneath the earth, and then he reached a point where he removed the rock that covered the core of the earth. By removing it, the earth was about to become flooded. How to stop it? It required writing the name of Hashem, a certain name of Hashem, a certain combination that would control this flood. This was part of the sequence of Kabbalah. Or, for example, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw the Egyptian striking the Jew, the Torah says that he killed the Egyptian. What weapon did he use? He used the knowledge of Kabbalah by saying a certain name of Hashem, one of the Shem Ayim Beis. A three-letter name, we won't mention now, but everyone knows it already. Don't try to use it on your enemies. This three-letter name had the power, the potency of actually killing this Egyptian. Now, this three-letter name is part of the sequence of Kabbalah, which means that with these certain names, a person using each different name, or for instance, a certain name used by Eliyahu Navi, gave him the power of being able to travel at unusual speed through the air, to fly through the air faster than Superman, being able to reach destinations in a second in the dark without having to see. This was also the Shem used by the Baal Shem Tov. So the Baal Shem Tov, right, Tfitzis HaDerech, the same name used by Yaakov Avinu, when he said, Vivka Rokim, he covered great distances in no time at all. Zol, by the use of the wisdom, the secrets of Kabbalah. Beis Hillel says, notes, the secrets of Kabbalah were first revealed in the time of the Arizal. They were revealed, of course, before that, the days of Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zalazer Kodesh, and before that by Rabbi Akiva, Lazar Godlob, Yechma Zakei, and by Avraham Avinu. But there was an era of hundreds of years between the time of the Tanoim, or even the Ramban, until the Arizal. During that time, the Chachmas HaKabbalah was completely hidden from anyone's knowledge. No one knew Kabbalah. And yet, despite that, they were tzaddikim, who were so great, they could perform the same miracles as those who did with the mastery of Kabbalah. How? What was their secret? Their secret was that they studied Torah so thoroughly, with such intent, with so much kavona, that the power of the Torah itself was vested in them. They could perform miracles. Not Kabbalah at all, just the Torah itself. So a person learning Torah receives some of this power. For example, let's take a simple example. A person, for example, would sit down to study Torah. He'd concentrate without letting his mind wander for a second, for 2 hours, 3 hours straight. When he finished, he put his whole heart and soul into this. Then he went to daven. And in davening, he asked Hashem, give me parnasa, give me money, give me health, give me a cure. Because of the fact that he worked so hard, struggled so hard in the study of Torah, he is now so filled with kedusha, with holiness, that his tefillah will be answered, his prayer will be answered, and Hashem will grant his request, even if it's a form of miracle. So we see where the power of Torah is so great that a person today, too, study Torah, you have the ultimate reward in Gan Eden. You have the fact that you're doing what Hashem himself, Kaviyachu, does. You have also the fact that this will help you to have your tefillahs, your prayers answered, even when a miracle is necessary. This is why Rabbi Adel stressed so much the study of Torah in its simplest form. Take out a Gemara, take out a Shulchan Aruch, take out any Sefer, but sit down and learn and devote your time with sincerity, with purity, without letting your mind wander during that time. Devote a special period of time. This is called Kvius. A Kvius Bar Torah, set aside this time, no matter how long or how short it is, but don't let that time be lost. In return, you have all the blessings mentioned by the Bar Torah.